Be'ezav Shem Mizbeuch, we begin Perek Esrim, the 20th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Sanhedrin in the Sefer Shoftim, the Book of Judges. We begin a new theme regarding the obligation of judging righteously. As we discuss in this Perek regarding the obligation to be definite in regards to the judgment and the prohibition of perverting the judgment. As Rambam gives a halacha regarding that the courts cannot evaluate, it has to be definite. Ein bezdin einshin bo'imer adas, the courts cannot punish with what would be assessed or evaluated or presumed, that has to be based on the testimony of witnesses, with a clear and definite proof. Even the witnesses saw this guy running after his friend. They warned him not to murder him. And then he eluded their eyes, meaning they hid from them. They ran after him into a dilapidated building. And they came in after him. And they saw the one who was fleeing, the victim, murdered. Umafarfer, and he was in the throes of death, shaking around. Vasayif menatav dam biyada hoirig, and they had the murderer was holding, the alleged murderer was holding a sword, dripping with blood. Since they didn't see him at the moment of the murder, when he hit him, the court will not execute based on this testimony. That is not exact testimony. That is something that alleges, that's something that seems to be indicating, but it's not actually that they saw the murder. Something regarding this and that, which is similar, the pasuk says in the Shemais, "V'noki v'tzadik al tarik." Someone who's innocent and someone who's righteous, do not execute him. Where he's innocent until proven guilty, because although there's presumably, but there's not clear-cut evidence. So let's say two witnesses testified that he worshipped idolatry. But Zeruush Abed Sachama, one saw that he was worshipping the sun, the Hisub, and he warned him. Zeruush Abed Salavan, the other one saw him worshipping the moon, and he warned him. Same in Starfin, they don't combine. Shnamak says in the Pusik, but not give it Tzadik, Al Tarik, someone who's innocent, and someone, even if he's not innocent, but he's still righteous, Al Tarik, don't kill him, because Hol B'Yeshem Tzadlin, Akoyseb, Leyoyse Tzadik, since there's room to make him innocent and to that he should be righteous, Al Tarik, you can't execute him. They both have to be testifying regarding the same thing. Allah Habayis continues regarding the prohibition of punishing someone who it was beyond his control. So, Komisha Asa Davah, whoever does something like Shechayovna Lab Mises Bezin, that would be making liable for being executed by the courts, but he did it ba'inus, under duress, something that he was forced to say, in Bezin Mamisin, I say the courts do not execute him. And Va'af Pishay Mitzuvah, and even if the situation would have required and is commanded, Shehard Vayaver, there's three types of Averis. Avodazar Gilarai Shepichas Dam. There are certain types of sins, the cardinal sins, that a person has to allow himself to be killed and not violate. So Ava Pishachilas Hashem, even though he desecrated God's name, Vu'anis, and he did it because he's being forced to, even though he wasn't supposed to, but in an Eric, it does not get executed. Kashem says the Pasuk in Devarim, Lanar or Lasasa Davar, a girl who was violated by a man who was raped, we say that it was beyond her control, and although this was committing an adultery, you don't do anything to the girl. Zuhashar Lebezin, this is the warning to the courts, Shleyanshus Anis, that they don't punish the one that was something that was forced to do it. Halacha Gimel. Now, Ishansu, however, a man that was forced, that they said, Achabala Erva, they're going to kill him until they force him that he violates the laws of Arayas, of having relations with a woman who's forbidden to him. Chayiv Mises Bezin. He will be liable for the execution in the court. Why is that? I thought we said that if you're forced, you're going to be exempt. Because she'in kishri el ladas, because he wasn't forced, because having an erection, which is the prerequisite for the intimacy, is only with a person's consent, willingly. So it's like he did an action on his own, because if he wasn't willing, then it would be impossible to have an erection. And if he did, obviously he is willingly a participant in this. Now, Aval Ha'isha Nevelas Boinus, but a woman who she was cohabited with by force, then this she's totally passive role. She's not doing anything with Ratzin. So they're actually a Fula Omer Acha Shenensa. They're even if she says after she's being raped, Hanichu lo leave him to let him finish the cohabitation. Still, in that case, actually, and she's saying it's okay, Harib Tush is actually going to be exempt. Why is that? Because her desires, her inclinations are powering over herself, and that's also considered einus. Because since the beginning of the cohabitation, where she was being forced, so then the nature of her body takes over, that's still included in this, that actually was what forced her desires. And therefore, that's not considered something that she is liable for. Halacha Dalet continues regarding the prohibition of tilting the judgment or to go ahead and delay the verdict. So asla bezin lochas al hayrig. It's forbidden for the courts to have compassion on the murderer. Shalo yimer, they shouldn't say, look, kfar nerig zeh, the victim has already been killed. What do you gain by killing the other person? It comes out that they're negligent in executing the murderer. No, you are should not be compassionate. And to get rid of the innocent blood, a person has to go ahead. Yes, you have to execute the murderer. So too, it's forbidden for the courts to have compassion on Mishnah Schaiv Knas, someone who's liable for a penalty. Shalim, they shouldn't say, look, Ani Huzeh, this poor person, Shalibicha Manasa, didn't do it intentionally, and this is just a penalty. There's nothing that you're really helping by making the person have this penalty. No, Ela rather, Magmin Minikol Sheshle, we collect from that person whatever there is from the Torah's penalty. Balechanina without compassion, like it says in the Posse, Balechanina Encha, your eyes should not be compassionate. So regarding monetary law, we don't have mercy on the poor. Shleitim, you shouldn't say, wait a second. This guy who's coming to the court, he's a pauper. Valdina Asher, his litigant is a wealthy person. So since me and the wealthy person, we have an obligation to support the poor amongst us. So I said, I'll just make him win the judgment. And then he'll be actually supported in an honorable way because he'll be like, yeah, legitimately he got this. This is what Torah's warning in Shemayis about Dal Leisedah Berivai. A pauper, you should not glorify him in his dispute. And B'nema, like it says in the Pasuk, Meikar Leisisa B'nei Dal, do not lift up the face of the poor. That's not a way that you're supposed to honor the poor by perverting the judgment. So to the other way around, Asla Hadu B'nei Gali, not glorify the face of a great person. Kitzat Haso, Harisha Bolev Necha Shnaim Ledin, if it comes in front of you, two people for a judgment. Echad Chacham Gadol, one's a great sage. Echad Hedya, one's a regular person. You shouldn't first greet the greater person. And you're not supposed to also give him a smiley countenance, a greeting with your face. You shouldn't be honoring him. Because we don't want to close up the claims of the other person where he's going to stutter and he's going to sputter because he's not going to feel comfortable. He's going to feel intimidated that the other person seems to be having the upper hand. Rather, we don't turn to any one of them until the judgment has been handed down. Shnomik says in the Pasuk, said the B'nai Gadol, don't glorify the face of the Great One. Which Am Chacham, the sage, said, don't say, what do you mean? He's a wealthy person. This is a person from a Greek dynasty. Hey, how am I going to embarrass him? To see his disgrace? That's what it says in the Pasuk, V'loi said the B'nai Gadol, do not glorify the face of the Great One. Halachay. Let's say two people come in front of you, two litigants, Echad Kashav, Echad Rasha. One's an upstanding person and one's a wicked person. Al Taima, don't say Hilbert Rasha, since this other one's a wicked person. V'ches Kasim Meshaker, and the presumption is that he's a liar. And V'ches Kazeh, and the presumption of the other one is She'ein Meshana B'Divar, but that he doesn't change his words. So Ata Hadin Al Rasha, I'm going to tilt the judgment against the wicked person. Al Zanema, that's what it says in Shemois, Loi Sata Mishpat Evyoin Chabidibai, do not tilt the judgment of your destitute ones in his dispute. Meaning, what does it mean, Evyoincha? Avabisha Evyoin Mitzis, although he's destitute of Mitzis, he's a Rasha, like Sata Dinai, don't tell the judgment, you still have to do the right thing. Halach above, the Pasuk says in Yikra, like Sasu Ova B'Mishpat, do not do perversion in your judgment. Zaham Abba says Adin, this refers to someone who distorts the judgment. Umazak is a Chayiv, the guilty one, he finds that he gives him, he vindicates him, Umachayiv is a Zakai, and the one who's really should win, he holds him liable. So to b'chinim ha'anesedin. So to someone delays the verdict of the judgment, u'madach b'dvam berudim, and he delays with obvious things, k'dei l'tarachim b'aladin, to pain one of the litigants. Hadriz b'chal, well, that's considered a perversion, a travesty of justice, violating this pasuk meikr. Halachasan continues with someone who is arrogant in his rulings. Hagas li b'ayro, someone is arrogant in his rulings. V'kayfetz b'chaytach ha'sadin, and he jumps. What does it mean he's arrogant? And he's quick to pass down a judgment. Before he really investigates it by himself, until it's clear to him like the sun that this is the verdict. He's a shaita, so he's a fool. Rasha is wicked, and he's arrogant. This is how the sage is commanded, as it says in the Mishnah and Avos, in the beginning of Mesun Medin, you should be patient in judgment. So to Eve, the biblical figure says in Eve, Rivli Dati, and the dispute that I don't know, I investigated. Halachachas. Called Dayan Shabbat Lefon Abdin, any judge that comes in front of him a court case, the Hiskel Damoise Abdin Pasuk, and he starts comparing it to a judgment that has already been judge once before, Shekvar Yodoy, so that he already knows that judgment, and he's comparing, he says, you know, it sounds similar to that case. Now, at the same time, Yesh B'Medina, in the same country where he lives, there's someone that's godly mimena b'chachma, greater than him in wisdom. And he doesn't go and consult with that person and says, yeah, no, it sounds similar to that previous case. If he does that, Hariz B'chlad Risham is included in the wicked ones, Shalibim Gasbeira, that their heart is arrogant in their ruling, where it could be, it's not exactly the same as the first one, and he could have asked someone. And the sages said, Ra al Ra Tabaylai. Such a person, wicked, bad after bad befalls such a person. Because Shakalad Varamakuyitzman, all things like this and that which are similar to this, Mikasa Suruachem. It's from that person's arrogance. Hamavis Le Ibisadim, which brings to the perversion of the judgment. As the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Ki Rabim Chalolim, because many dead ones, Hipila, it caused it to fall. Zeh Tamach Lehigil Ra. This refers to a student who has not reached yet the stature of ruling, Umayra, and he rules. At the same time, Vatsumim Kol Regeo, the Pasuk says, and how intense are all those who she killed, this refers to someone who has actually reached the level of ruling and does not rule. Because the word atsumim could also mean of holding back, of being quiet and not ruling. But that's only this one who really could rule and does not. That's bad if the generation needs him and he's not stepping up to the plate. But if let's say he knows that there's someone else who's fit to rule, and he's just holding himself back from being the judge, that's actually considered praiseworthy. Because of whoever holds himself back from judging, my name in the evil, holds back from people hating him, and of robbery, and of oath in vain, because maybe the person that he's requiring an oath from is not really obligated and is going to make an unnecessary shavua. Whereas Vagasli Bardo, someone who's arrogant in regards to making rulings, Shaita is a fool, Rush is wicked, Bagas Ruach, and he's arrogant, like we mentioned before. Halacha test, Talmud, a student, al yira halacha lefnei rabbi, should not pass a ruling in front of his teacher, unless he was a distance of 3 parsais away from him, connected Machne Yisrael, which is 12 mil, which is the distance of how far Machne Yisrael, but if you're not that far, then you're in the vicinity of the Torah sage, and you have to go ahead and ask him. Halacha yod, no matter how big or small the court case is, it's always the same. Al Talmud don't say, Shekoli Ladvam, oh, when did we say all these things? Bedin, by judgment, Shishba Tzolis Mom and Harbim is that when you're extracting a lot of money from one party, when this Nasal is and you're giving that to the other party. So that's where you're saying, oh, okay, be careful, don't give any favoritism. No, La'olam Yidin Aleph Mana, it should always be that, like a judgment of 1,000 mana, Bedin Pruta Achas, and the din of the case of a Pruta is all the same. Shavim Einech L'Chadaba, they should be equal in your eyes for all things. Now, talking about that minimum, in Adiyon Yoshim Ladin, the judges don't sit down for a court case, Bedin Pachas Meshav Pruta, if it's for any monetary claim that's less than the value of a Pruta. Now, but Vim Huskul Meshav Pruta, but if let's say they were mandated to sit because there was something worth a Pruta, then Goyman Azdin, they're going to hand down the judgment, Afil Pachas Meshav Pruta, even by the end of the judgment comes out that we're talking about something less than a Pruta, we have to finish it up since it was started for that of a value of a Pruta. Halachid Beis continues with regarding the prohibition of tilting the judgment when it applies to a convert or an orphan. So kolamata mishpatechad miso, whoever tilts the judgment of any one of the Jewish people, so he violates one negative prohibition. Shem like says in the pasuk, meikro leisasa avu mishpat, do not commit any perversion in the judgment. But moyiger, if he was a convert, oivu bishnei love, and he violates two negative prohibitions. Kishnem, in addition, it says leisata mishpat ger, besides being Yisrael, it also says in the barm, don't tilt the judge of a convert. And if he was an orphan, and he violates three negative prohibitions. Shnomek says in the pasuk, Mishpat Ger Yasim, the judgment of a convert that's an orphan, so he's a Yasim, a Ger, and a Yisrael, that would be a violation of three negative prohibitions.